I am a campaigner for our Save Our Hospitals, and I have got so involved. There's nothing that I haven't heard or seen since I started to try to save or be part of a huge movement. It's really building up now.
Well, talk us through, Jan. I know that time is of the essence, obviously, and you're aware of that, but nonetheless, just talk me so that we understand. Why did you get involved in this project? Was it something happening in your area?
I have a family member who's had two kidney transplants, and I've watched the absolute devastation under local Hammersmith Tory government of the Charing Cross and Hammersmith hospitals. Now, it's all about money. It's not about not having money. It's about, for example, property development. You know, a lot of these councillors, it's all on record. It's on YouTube. They've admitted, they've read out the amount of free meals, the free proms, the free this. They're getting to be able to buy off a lot of this property. Hospital is worth millions and millions to property developers from all over the country. They're fishing for land, and any kind of land. And these hospitals are vital. They're in the middle of London, you know, like Charing Cross. The takeaway, in the UK's number one stroke unit, to have no A&E at the Hammersmith or at Charing Cross.
So when you use the word devastation, I mean, that's a very powerful word, isn't it? If you go now to that hospital in Hammersmith that you're talking about, what will you find that would lead you to the conclusion it has been devastated?
OK, if they close the A&E and my family member is in terrible pain because of their transplant, we can't go to a local A&E. We can only go to the Hammersmith, that's the hospital. We always have to go through A&E because you're at high risk of a heart attack if you're potassium. Okay, they can resuscitate you. The whole point of a Blues and Twos A&E is they are experts on resuscitation.
Sure.
Take away A&E and my family member is having chest pains connected with the kidney because they look at goes hand in hand. Plus, they've got a major heart hospital unit there. You have nowhere to go. You're knocking at a door and there's no A&E. You go to Charing Cross, you're stuffed. If you have a stroke, the longer it takes, every mile extra that they have to take you by ambulance, say to St Mary's Paddington, which is where they're planning, and also selling off 50% of their estate, in hospital, there's St Helier's, there's Lewisham.
So,